The following audio is from the press conference at the Marathon County Sheriff's Department concerning the altercation in the jail last week. Frederick Morris is the accused for attacking two officers in the corrections unit. This is his mother, Elnora Henderson, who has concerns about not being able to call or see her son. WSAU has learned the reason no one has been able to call or visit inmate Frederick Morris is because Mr. Morris has not filled out his paperwork with the visitation list. We have been told by Lincoln County authorities that Mr. Morris is taking care of that today, Tuesday, April 2nd.
It's hard because I don't know if my son's okay. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know. You know, I got all these horror stories that people are telling me about the Lincoln County Jail, about how they put the inmates in the cells and they're in there butt naked for 2 weeks and they don't get phone calls. And my son has been there, tomorrow will be 7 days, and I've yet to get a phone call from my son. Like I said to him, I called there on Friday because I found out Thursday at 9 o'clock at night from my 24-year-old daughter. And I called Friday, and they hung up on me twice. I called here to Marathon County Jail, and they kept sending me the sergeant's voicemail, sergeant voicemail, sergeant voicemail. I wasn't getting any answer. So all weekend, I've been just nerve-wracked, and I just had major back surgery, and it's hard because I'm trying to deal with my health and deal with what's possibly going on with my son's health, and I don't know what his health is because they won't let me visit him. They won't even let my pastor go in and visit him, and I've asked them, can he go in and visit, just to know physically that he's okay. I spoke with his public defender, and she told me that she has not made it out there yet because he's in another county, which is 20 minutes away. You can't make it 20 minutes to make sure my son is physically okay. But we know how these officers are doing, and I pray for them deeply. But I need to know how my son is doing, too, because I'm a mother, too. So I need to know how he's doing.
Is this unlike your son?
It's very much so unlike my son. And I'm trying to get the paperwork from the time he's been locked up, which from 13 to now, he's never did this, ever. And so for this to happen, I need to talk to him to find out why, because he didn't just wake up and be like, oh, I'm going to eat this bowl of cereal and I'm going to beat this lady up. That's not what he do. That's not who he is. Now, the charges that they probably have on him, that's probably correct. But for this new charge stuff, that's not correct because that's not who my son is. That's absolutely not who he is.
You mentioned a medication issue.
You spoke about that a couple minutes ago.
He has bipolar and schizophrenia, and he has a social disattachment. And he was diagnosed with all these things from the Volunteers of America in Anoka County, Minnesota, where he was first initially locked up for mental disability because he was doing little things around the house that made us, you know, try to get help for him. And so he's taken 4 or 5 different medications, and I couldn't get all of them, but the ones that I know of is Depakote, Seroquel, Abilify, and there's 2 more that he's taken. And lithium, he needs those, like on a daily basis.
5 different medications for what?
For bipolar and schizophrenia. His schizophrenia gets, it overpowers the bipolar part. And he's more manic than, he's more up than down. So he has good days and bad days.
Are you concerned that he wasn't taking his medication?
I am, very much so. And I've tried, like I said, I've tried to call the jail to ask questions, and I don't get no answers. None. Not one answer do I get.
You mentioned he was transferred from, was it Illinois Juvenile Jail Cell?
Illinois Joliet Youth Center. Yep, he was transferred from there because he was charged with a case, a burglary case, in Bloomington, Illinois, and he had to do 5 years until he turned to the age of 21, but because they're closing so many jails down in Illinois, they shipped him here early instead of him doing all his time there because he had the charges here.
And what do you expect to get done after you are done talking with the Sheriff's Department?
I expect my voice to be heard, to know that I want everything to go as it goes in the courts, but I, as a mother, want to see my son physically and know that he's okay. That's all I'm asking from all of these people, is to see my son. I want to see him. I want to know that them bumps or bruises or whatever it is that he might have got on this altercation, I want to see that. I want to know that he's not hurt. I want to know that he's not in that cell just in pain, and they don't care because of what he did. He's still a human being. No matter what he did, he's human. You know, everybody have their problems, and he's still a human. That's all I'm wishing for, is that I get to see my son. It's been a week, and I see him every day, and I talk to him every night on the phone. And this is hard for me because he's my baby, and I haven't been able to talk to him. Outside of all my other kids at home, he's the baby. So I just want to see my baby and know that he's okay.
I know this is physically hard.
It is.
Is there anything else you might want the viewers to know?
No. Just send your prayers out to Officer Christian and to my son and pray that I'll be able to get able to see my son. That's all I'm asking for, to see my baby. No more.